What's the advice I give to newcomers? Use your superpower and differentiate in the new world. Let's dive into that advice on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. My commentaries are designed to provoke thought, and I never profess to have all the answers. I'm offering my perspective based on the experience I have and the data I track, and the goal is to help providers be successful. In many cases, that's about making your own choices then. I've done two videos that are super popular. If I was to start an MSP and don't start an MSP. The first is about the type of business I'd start now. And the second about the challenges of the market as they exist now that did not exist when I first started. I even did a piece on transforming an existing provider. The Don't Start an MSP video had a recent great discussion over on Reddit in r/MSP, and one comment made me think a lot. Quote, he's relating concepts that will resonate with established providers. The newcomers will not understand and will assume he's gatekeeping. But he's not wrong, end quote. Besides getting that validation, and thank you for that, I took a moment to think about gatekeeping. My first reaction was that I thought my Start an MSP advice piece was for those newcomers, but maybe I was wrong. In fact, maybe I was missing an angle. Because if I was starting something today, how would I disrupt my competitors? How would I disrupt and displace those established providers? Rather than gatekeeping, how can I stand before the gates and tell the invading army how to take them down? I'm thinking here about the young newcomer, both youthful in business age, as it's starting one up, but also in terms of business owner age. What is that youthful new technology enthusiast looking to do to build in a business? Are they a business person looking to take that skill into technology? That might even be more likely. I can assume their technology savviness is way higher than most, because most younger than me, and I'm mid-40s, are going to be true digital natives. So youthful newcomer, let's take a minute here. You like technology, and you want to make money doing it. You're eager, willing to take risks, and ready to go out on your own. You plan to bootstrap this business, or have a small amount of angel money to get you started. You've heard some buzz about managed services too, and you may have poked around my other videos. Let me start by telling you what I think your secret weapon is. You don't assume anything about technology like your competitors do. That's your superpower. Your first thought about technology is your smartphone. Let me give you a secret. Those established companies, they think of a laptop first or a desktop. Ready for this? Many of them never quite figured out how to charge people to do support on smartphones. I kid you not. You can use apps in ways they don't. You're more likely to figure out a way to do something with several apps on your phone than they ever are. You know why TikTok and Snapchat skew younger? Because you have skills to create content your competitors just don't think of. You'll also engage more naturally online, come across as authentic, and find customers in places they won't look. You are cloud first by nature. You don't think anything of setting up Google Workplace or texting and tweeting for support. Don't be dismissive of this skill set. Your competitors are not wired this way. Many grew up building servers and have an affinity of owning that physical asset. You don't. So you want to take the things you're good at, apps, cloud, thinking instinctively about technology, and you want to focus those into an offering. What can you do to help businesses run their business better? That's your secret sauce. You will want to get really focused on this because the better your answer, the more successful you're going to be. And the more complicated, and let's be honest, boring it sounds, the more money there is in it. Helping lawyers manage caseloads via automated workflows over all their devices securely. Do that? Interesting, profitable. Let's take on the concept of managed services head on. Now, you're going to see a lot of material here about this idea. I want to be forward. I love the basics of this idea, in that I believe delivery of IT services to small and mid-sized companies is a great business, and I think there's opportunity here. I promote any business idea based on the idea of monthly recurring revenue. This sounds a lot like managed services, right? Sure, but here's where I break from the norm. I don't think you're focused on the desktop. I do not believe there's a lot of value there because it's a crowded market. It's a race to the bottom on supporting endpoints alone. You'll see a lot of buzz around RMMs and PSAs. I even have videos diving in on those. If you're a newcomer, don't start there. Don't waste your time. Everyone will tell you you need these to be a provider. You don't. You need something to track your work, sure, but it doesn't have to be a PSA. I'll steer you to a proper CRM solution instead. And RMMs are focused on devices, but you're cloud-focused. Think of my example. Helping lawyers manage workloads via automated workflows all over all their devices securely. You don't need an RMM to do that. Here's where it gets better. Many of the providers who are so heavily bought into this methodology are going to sell their same packages because they're so heavily into it. They're going to pitch their gold, silver, bronze package, and lots of providers will have done this with customers, and they've probably heard it. So if you aren't bound to that, you'll sound different. Commenter thought you'd hear me and thinking I'm gatekeeping, meaning dissuading you from the space. It's totally not true. In fact, I think you can take your superpowers and be different. In fact, not following the well-worn path will help keep you from being a commodity. I wouldn't use any of the terms computer consultant or managed services or MSP. I'd position those as a legacy thing. That new business you're focused on is about acceleration, or heaven forbid, digital transformation. And that practice, the message is all about redefining technology. Competitively, show a legacy MSP's weakness. Those packages, all tired and the same, running same old, antiquated technology like an RMM, particularly if their backend server is on-prem. How would they possibly know about those new cloud technologies? Take their vaunted, well-worn path and make it a liability. Because the business value piece, making the technology work to deliver outcomes, is the really profitable stuff. I'm not saying there isn't money in infrastructure, as there is. It's just becoming harder and harder, and it's a race to the bottom. So don't fight that. Use your superpowers, focus on the better stuff, and you'll win. And here's the last little secret. The big vendors, particularly ones like Microsoft, Google, and Salesforce, they need you to do this. Making the technology work in their clouds is something they just can't do for smaller companies. So they want you to do this work. Build on their work, use their programs, because you'll find you can make more money than they do. Microsoft says for every dollar they make, there's $9 for their partners. Google and Salesforce say $5. That kind of money sounds good to me. And that's where the business is going. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.